This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. It's not just a big day here on Sharp Money, but across VSiN, of course, as on June 27, already we drop our NFL betting guide. So it's been a huge day, and we encourage you to go to VSiN.com/guide to sign up. Trust me, you'll appreciate this guide this year. Now, our next guest. I think there's a small handful of employees that you have to ask yourself, where would VSiN be without them? And Matt Eumanns is probably at the top of the list, whether it be a senior editor, a host of VSiN Tonight, weekdays 11p to 2a, of course, a great journalist as well. So we say hi to a gentleman that's been filling in all week on Follow the Money, but it doesn't matter because he doesn't sleep. Progressive guest line, we say hi to Matt Eumanns. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, great to be on with you guys. I did sleep about 2.5 hours after today's Follow the Money show and then did a brief show with Femi and Lombardi. And so I have to dispel the myth that I'm awake 24 hours a day, only 21 and a half hours today.
You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know how you do it. We're gonna tackle the AFC West with you. I don't know how much of a challenge this was to throw together 230 on the Chiefs, but let's start with the team there in town and get an overview on your take on the Raiders and Antonio Pierce.
Well, most of it's about the quarterback, and we don't know if it's going to be Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell. I think it's going to be Minshew to start the season, especially because Raiders open with two road games. Minshew's got more experience. I think they're going to give him the job for the first, let's say, month or 6 weeks, see how it's going. If it's not going well, they might go to Aiden O'Connell, who, believe it or not, in the final four starts last season, had 8 TD passes and no picks and actually played pretty well. So I think he's got a shot. But, hey, look, the Raiders' defense allowed 16 points per game in the final 9 games. Patrick Graham did a great job after the Halloween firings of Josh McDaniels and a couple coaches and the GM. And the defense really stepped up and played well. We wonder if that momentum is going to carry over to this season. I know that the players, Max Crosby, Devontae Adams being the leaders, want to play really hard for Antonio Pierce. And I think the Raiders have some of the best skill position talent on offense that you're going to find in the NFL. Loaded. And I love the two tight end offense, the two tight end look with Mayer and Brock Bowers. Now, the quarterback's going to be the key. The bottom line, Patrick, is the AFC West is a two-horse race. It's going to be the Chiefs and it's going to be the Chargers. And I think the Chargers are going to close the gap considerably and have a shot in this conference. For the Raiders, in this division. And for the Raiders and the Broncos, it's going to be all about, can they have a respectable season and get over the win totals? And who knows? I know the Broncos got an extremely difficult schedule and a quarterback situation that's up in the air as well. I think the Raiders can get to 7 wins, maybe 8 if everything breaks right. That win total is 6.5. But that's nothing that I have bet. It's not going to be a bet for me on the Raiders win total.
Our buddy Matt Eumanns joining us here. The guide is out today, VSiN.com/guide. It's the best we've done. I encourage you all to check it out. So you mentioned the Chargers closing the gap. They're 8.5 on the board right now. They're plus 320 in division. It was cap hell when Harbaugh got there. But let's just talk about the team itself. Why are you bullish on the Chargers?
First of all, Harbaugh takes over a last-place team that went 5-12, so he catches a break because he gets a last-place schedule. It includes the Panthers, Titans, Patriots, and Cardinals. Not only that, they get the Buccaneers at home. They get to play the Raiders and Broncos twice. If you really break down the schedule strength, then there's a variety of ways to do it. I rate the Chiefs' schedule as one of the three toughest in the NFL, and the Chargers' schedule is one of the three weakest in the NFL, and Harbaugh walks in where he inherits an elite quarterback in Justin Herbert. A lot of people are going to focus on, hey, they lost Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. What I say to that is, who cares? Those guys were injured all the time. And, you know, a lot of times, average fan or some handicappers focus a little bit too much on the star players and the big names. Josh Palmer is ready to step up. Ladd McConkey, the rookie, is going to put up big numbers. If you're in fantasy football, watch out for Ladd McConkey, the rookie from Georgia. I don't know if he's going to put up Puka Nacua type of numbers, but he's going to be a big producer in this offense. And, hey, Harbaugh is a massive coaching upgrade from Brandon Staley. And the Chargers really for the last several years have been sabotaged, been a talented team sabotaged by poor coaching. And that's totally going to flip with Harbaugh taking over. No more, not as many self-inflicted wounds or goofy decisions that's going to cost the team games. He's also going to move the offense to a power running attack. He got two of the best young tackles in the NFL and Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt, number five pick from Notre Dame. And the defense is definitely good enough with Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa as the edge rushers, solid linebackers, and you've got an all-pro in Derwin James and Asante Samuel, a corner back there in the secondary. But the key is the coaching change, the new attitude, and the soft schedule. I bet the Chargers yesterday plus 330 at Westgate Superbook to win the division. Not a big bet. My biggest bet is over the win total of 8.5 on the Chargers.
You can get them 320 over at DraftKings. I have a personal question because I know for a fact you don't have notes in front of you right now, Matt Eumanns.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a photogenic mind?
I don't know. Maybe I've talked about this so many times I just remember it all, Patrick.
I mean, so I'm just listening. I know for a fact I can hear you don't have notes. You're not sitting in front of a computer and you're just rattling off information. It's unbelievable. The Chiefs. -230 in division. You're not going to lay the price, but expectations on a team that's gone back-to-back.
Well, the Chiefs have only won fewer than 12 games once in Patrick Mahomes' years as a starter. So I don't like to recommend the Chiefs under the win total. I know that's a chic thing to do with a lot of so-called sharps, the guys who think they're sharp. But if you're betting the Chiefs under the win total, you're losing almost every year. I think there's a better chance this year they do go under the win total because, like I said, the schedule strength is off the charts. And they play 6 days a week. It's a ridiculous schedule with a bunch of quirks in it. But I would still think it's I think it's going to be a photo finish. Chargers and Chiefs in that division. I wrestled with that decision for the betting guide quite a bit, and I wanted to pick the Chargers to win the division, but I just couldn't quite get there. I think the Chiefs would probably win it by one game. Hey, I was going to ask you, you know, I went to the Chargers-Bills game on Christmas Eve last year. It was a hell of a game, SoFi Stadium. How far is SoFi from your house?
It is, well, without traffic, we should be able to get there in like 14, 15 minutes. But as you know, you've heard, Los Angeles tends to be densely populated with traffic. So maybe 40 minutes?
Wow. Okay. So I
it's,
love it,
SoFi. Dude, it's close. It's like 7 miles. It's not, it's like literally right there because Inglewood is close to the bay. So Inglewood is close to the ocean, and that's where they're building the new Clippers. That's where SoFi is. And by the way, you've been, it's a beautiful stadium. I mean, it's fantastic.
I love it. I was thinking about bringing a group from VSIN over, and we'd crash at your house, probably like Peterson, Wes Reynolds, Paul Howard. I thought maybe if Dustin Sweetelson wants to call Adam Hill, they can come and sleep in the bunk beds up in the kids' bedroom up in your house, and we can all crash there for the weekend and hit a Rams or Chargers game. What do you think?
Well, now, if I'm just being fair, you said Adam Hill and Dustin Sweetelson. You know space in L.A. is tight, okay? So I don't have humans money, and so my space is tight here, so maybe leave. And maybe Kelly Bidlin wants to do another trip some other time. But you, Svelte, Peterson, he's probably running right now. He could just run to Hermosa Beach. But, yeah, I think we could have a party. I'd enjoy that, Matt.
Okay, sounds good. And by the way, you do have plenty of money. I know that. You're loaded, so that's not a valid excuse.
Oh, we do our best. Hey, listen, congratulations on the guide. You've been here since the very beginning. Just how about 30 seconds on the guide this year? You proud of it?
Yeah, I think it's the most valuable football preview magazine you're going to find. You know, you can look on the magazine racks in the bookstores. There still are bookstores, believe it or not. And wherever you find magazines, this one is the most valuable because the whole thing's written from a betting perspective. And we got a really sharp panel of handicappers and hosts who are breaking down their best bets. And it's well worth your time and money to check this thing out. It, like you said, it's the best publication we put out the entire year.
It really is. At Matt Eumanns 247, VSiN senior editor. Of course, VSiN tonight, weekdays, Monday through Thursday. We're lucky to have you. You're the best. Thank you for your time today, Matt, and I'll see you in Hermosa Beach.
Hey, you bet. Great talking with you. Thanks.
Okay,
Patrick.
Buddy. Thank you very much. Matt Eumanns. Do I tend to butter people up? Yes. It's kind of, but here's what I will say about him. Because he knows this. I was reading him on betting. There used to be something called sports pages, and you could get papers from all around the country. So I used to read him before there was any inkling of a VSIN or anything like that, because he wrote about betting. So I used to read Matt Eumanns, so it was a thrill for me to meet him and get to know him a little bit when I lived there. And just the multitude of ways in which he's been an impact on the company, whether it be as an editor, as a host, as a journalist, and just as a kind of a name within the industry that you could bounce stuff off of, we're lucky to have him. So I do butter people up, but I wasn't just kissing his ass.
Well, he is one of the few that when I look on VSiN.com/picks and we are on the same side of a bet, I feel a lot better about it, especially in college football. Secondly, I would also say he is, if I was doing a top 10 list of people to drink with at VSiN, alcohol, Matt Eumanns, I don't know if there's anyone a close second behind him. I enjoy drinking with him.
He's just an OG. Is what he is.
He also could just keep going. I think he drinks his own 24-pack. He's a beast.
He's a big dude, tall.
Yeah.
Not wide, but tall. And you know what he is? Sturdy stock. He can just keep going and will keep going. Next, Offensive Player of the Year.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, it's Guide Day. Guide Day is a big day for us here. You just heard from Matt Eumanns. He said it's our best publication each year. And with each year, we learn what can we do better. And this year, our NFL betting guide is better than anything we put out. I encourage you to check it out. It's VSiN.com/guide to get a copy of your all-new NFL betting guide today. And again, whether you're a seasoned bettor or just getting started, our NFL betting guide is your ticket to smarter, more informed bets. And to celebrate, we're giving you a month for free. So you get 12 plus 1, 13 months, and we're saving you $41. Generally $240, $199. Sign up today, VSiN.com/guide. I don't think you're going to be sorry you did. NFL Guide release day. We got you back here. Sharp Money. Of course, the big day. Having a great day as he's picked up the slack. Just booked John Smoltz for tomorrow. Excited about that. And right now, a little Offensive Player of the Year. So here's the way we should start it, because this is Dustin's market. He's obsessed with this one. Of course, last year, Tyreek Hill. And I believe the last time I checked the market, is he favored to repeat? We check out over at DraftKings. But a couple of things. This is with the NFL's passing boom. The wide receiver is starting to challenge here a little bit. So this used to be a wide receiver and running back award. As a matter of fact, it's been handed out. The AP Offensive Player of the Year 51 times, big guy. 26 times to a running back. 20 times to a quarterback, and 5 times to a wide receiver. Now, of those 5, 2 of them were Jerry Rice. Hello, potentially the greatest player ever played the football game, a game of the NFL. Tyreek Hill last year, Cooper Kupp, and Michael Thomas randomly winning it as a wide receiver. Okay, so I'm just taking a look at the market. I'm going to let you jump into it. But you take a look at Offensive Player of the Year. Tyreek Hill is your favorite, slightly to repeat, as he was the Offensive Player of the Year last year. He's 7-1. Christian McCaffrey 7.5-1. Big guy CeeDee Lamb is 9-1. Jamar Chase is 12-1. He was an Offensive Rookie of the Year. Breece Hall 15-1. Justin Jefferson is 15-1. And I'll leave it there because I believe the next person up may interest you. Feel free.
Yeah, look, there's a few reasons why I have a favorite in this market. One, also note, no repeat winners of these last 12. And for a while, it was a quarterback award. You're right. The quarterbacks were winning this award for a long time. They'd win MVP and put up huge, gaudy numbers, get both of these, walk away with it. But of late, we've had a variety of options. And to me, when I look at this market, good luck figuring out which receiver it's going to be, right? Which receiver is going to pop off? Tyreek Hill, 7-1 favorite in the market. Who's to say Jaylen Waddle, who just got paid, isn't going to go off and be the offensive player of the year from his own team? I mean, Cooper Kupp's all the way down the board. He probably has a chance to put up monster numbers now that he's back 100% healthy. I think there's a lot of receivers to choose from. That's why there's a running back that really stands out to me. And I think we can use last year, too, as a springboard into this. But first, let's talk about the player. And the player is Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, from a physical standpoint, he carried Daniel Jones into the postseason 2 years ago. All of a sudden, he was able to play 16 games in a season, and the Giants were in the playoffs, and Daniel Jones was considered a good quarterback. I find that to be a bit of a coincidence. That season, he ran for 1,300 yards. He also caught 76 balls. And when it comes to scheme, he's going to join the Eagles in that RPO, as I mentioned earlier on the show, and he is the perfect fit for what they need to do to heal the wounds from last year. The issue last year was Jalen Hurts is not accurate. Well, we can get the completions up by dumping balls off to Saquon, who is such a good pass catcher, he can line up outside. Ready? Put him in the slot. Let him make plays against the safety in space. Saquon Barkley is going to cook in this offense. And aside from just the physical abilities, the explosiveness, taking small little plays, making a guy miss and taking off for 40 yards, he's capable of all of that stuff, of creating these big bursts. But I think there's precedent based on a guy who just got paid to expect more out of him. In 2020, Derrick Henry signed a deal with the Titans. 4 years, $50 million. What did they do that season? Oh, they ran him for 2,000 yards and 17 touchdowns. The team went 11-5. That's a theme. Because Christian McCaffrey, he signed in 2020 a 4-year, $64 million extension. But it's funny. The Panthers were not good. They were losing games. He played 3 games and 7 games and magically gets traded to a playoff team in the Niners, and all of a sudden he's durable? There's reason to believe that when players finally get the contract that they've earned, where there were probably situations in Saquon Barkley's past where he was sitting out of games where he wasn't 100%, because in all fairness, it's a business decision. And it put at risk the opportunity for him to get that money on the back end. He has gotten paid. It's not a monster deal, but it's what running backs get these days. He has more money guaranteed him over the next 3 seasons. Because of that, the times where Saquon Barkley wouldn't suit up for the Giants because he wasn't 100% are over. Also on top of that, he's on a contender. I think Saquon Barkley, the fit in the offense, with what they want to do, how needed he is, how good that O-line is, and then the element of the motivation of being on the field, he is a great pick at 16-1 to be your offensive player of the year.
16-1 on the new Eagle, Saquon Barkley. Fly, big guy, fly. As much as I want to take shots, you low-key cooked right there on your breakdown of offensive player of the year. It was a tremendous breakdown. You know what I was thinking? Because I wanted to clown you for the idea that you've always been a Saquon rider, okay? And there's been reasons in the past that I kind of have fun with you. But the more I look at it, you know, outside of 2020, where he played just 2 games, a little bit more durable than you think. Played in all 16 his rookie year, 13 his sophomore year. Obviously, the injury in 2020. But since then, 13, 16, and 14. And of those 13, 16, and 14, and 21, 22, and 23, there were probably, and I think this is what you were alluding to, probably times he could have played if it was worth playing.
Yes.
So a little bit more durable, to give credit to Saquon, than I thought going into it.
And then how many times did he get on the field and opposing defenses looked at the Giants and said, if we stop Saquon Barkley, correct, we win this game? He's in a whole new world here. There's going to be opportunities he's never seen before, because defenses have to account for Brown and Smith on the outside, Goddard over the middle, and even Hurts to take off. That's what makes this dynamic so dangerous to me, is that Saquon Barkley is not the focal point for defenses. He's one of many options here. And because of his size, because of his physicality, but really it's the explosiveness and the versatility. He is a great pass catcher, but he's the size of a linebacker. I think he has a chance to have an insane year, and I don't think he's going to be quite as limited as he's been in the past because of the attention and because of the ability to be available. I just think he's going to be way more available with the Eagles.
Look, you're looking at a face of somebody right here that wants to clown and can't.
Look.
16-1 is a good price.
He's,
again, if you're talking futures and you're talking opportunity costs, it's a tremendous number.
I had McCaffrey last year, humble brag. I had McCaffrey. I think it was like 13-1, something like that. He's plus 750. I think with the Niners and like their vision is Super Bowl or bust, I think they keep him healthy for the long haul here. He got his award, but I don't see that happening. Tyreek Hill, he could absolutely do it, but I just think there's so many other options in this market. I wouldn't argue if you wanted to go Breece Hall at 15-1. I think there's similar elements to Barkley and Hall. I just like Barkley's offensive situation better and the system better for him. Garrett Wilson at 28-1 could make sense. But to me, Barkley has the upside to really explode onto the scene the first few weeks of the season for Philly and that number shortening up. And then if you want to get creative in the market, you can do just that.
Wait, you're telling me with AJ on one side and Devontae on another side, you're telling me there might be some room underneath
exactly.
for Saquon to get loose as a goose?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right.
But think about the situations too where Jalen Hurts is gonna go to hand it off to him and teams have to figure out if Jalen has the ball or if he has the ball and then make a quick decision, one of them takes off and they're gone.
Okay, here's what we need from Jalen. Because we know that he's yoked out. I guess he's in better shape than he was last year. Can we turn that frown upside down? Can we come with a better attitude?
Well,
I don't know what happened inside that locker room last year, but it was a freaking disaster.
Yeah, and we played it when you were out for a segment. Lane Johnson said he is connected with his teammates better. They've hung out more. They're playing golf. I think Jalen's a bit of a weird dude, and not like in a bad way. He's just an odd cat. He's very serious. He does not like to have fun, and hopefully he had a little bit of fun this offseason with his teammates, and they bonded some. Because, by the way, like, if it doesn't go well with the new offensive coordinator, with Sirianni, like, we're going to just have to start blaming Jalen Hurts for what's wrong here.
Good job by you, Offensive Player of the Year. Pretty good price, 16-1. On Saquon Barkley, the new Eagle. All right, we continue. Remember, today is our NFL guide release day. When we return, we're going to have our buddy Aaron Halterman join the program, continue diving into the guide. Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, VSiN.com, of course. Make sure you check it out. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and betting guides. Of course, VSiN.com is where you can find our NFL guide, which dropped today. Make sure to check that out. Got you back here, Sharp Money. DraftKings, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are efforting for our buddy Aaron Halterman, the big guy, of course, on NFL Guide release day here on Sharp Money. I can let you all know this. This is kind of a crazy story. So Bob Myers just said on ESPN that Rich Paul is telling teams. Now, Rich Paul, of course, the agency there, Clutch, with LeBron, his best friend growing up. Rich Paul is telling teams not to draft Bronny James, and if they do, he's going to play in Australia. He seemed serious. So we are getting to the point, you can let me know, we're not to pick 55 yet, big guy, but we're getting to the point where obviously the play is going to be made here by the Lakers, and Rich Paul is telling people to stay away. Bronny is ours. Okay, so do what you will with that information. RacingDudes.com. Of course, our buddy Aaron Halterman, Dudes Who Bet Sports as well, at RacingDudes.com on Twitter, joins us to continue with our NFL Guide release day. We say hi to the Plus Money Prince. What's up, Aaron? How are you?
What is up, guys? Man, feels good to be back after that big win Monday. You know, I just was on pins and needles all night Monday. I thought, God, Thursday's going to be awful if we lose this game. So it's great to be on a happy mood. You know, it's awesome.
It is. It's not only a happy mood because our Panthers won the Stanley Cup, but also it's NFL Guide Release Day here on VSiN. So let's do this, my man. And you've got a lot. So I'll just throw randomness at you. Of course, Aaron Halterman brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. We'll start with the Broncos. You're bullish on this team, and you're going to go over the 5.5 team win total here.
Yeah, this is the one that everybody's telling me I shouldn't do. So I'm glad we're starting with this one. Dustin even said, I like them all but this one. So we'll start with this. Here's the deal. I know Russell Wilson's gone. So what, right? Like, I don't know, guys. For me, he's a bottom five quarterback in the league the last 2 years. He just was horrendous. You look at Sean Payton. Look, year two under Sean Payton. I know they've lost Russell Wilson. I know they're kind of in a retooling mode, but I just kind of look at this team and I think, you know, last year they really weren't very good either, and they were able to win 8 games. So you look at the win total, it's 5.5. I just don't see how they're not going to get 6 wins in this season. And again, the quarterback situation is a mess, but it was a mess last year as well. I think this is the first year, the first step in moving forward and trying to get past the Russell Wilson mistake. So I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, anything like that. I just think they're going to be better than 5.5 wins.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a pretty good record last year and year two of Mr. Payton. Totally agree with you there. All right, maybe an easier one here. Let's go right here in Los Angeles. And this one I love. I love the Rams over 8.5 wins here, Aaron.
You know, you saw how they finished the season last year. You could almost argue they were one of the best teams in the whole league last year, finished, you know, the regular season in a flurry and then went into the playoffs and really had the Lions in big time trouble. I do realize that game was kind of a game for the Lions. It was like our first playoff game, was at home. It's like, it was Stafford coming back, a lot of pressure on them. So give the Lions credit for winning for sure. But the Rams showed who they were in that game. And then look, you come back this year, hopefully Cooper Kupp's totally healthy. You'd established Nacua last year. McVay, you know the offense is going to be rolling. To me, if Kupp and Stafford, definitely Stafford, got to stay healthy as well. This just looks like a team to me that's loaded. And I think 8.5 wins, their win total, that's crazy. I think they can challenge for the division, guys. I mean, you look at San Francisco, maybe the window will close a little bit on them. And then you've kind of got a refreshed Los Angeles Rams team. I'm extremely high on them. I think 8.5 is a slam dunk. I think you can get them making the playoffs at plus 100. I think it's a no-brainer. Even if they can't overtake San Francisco, that wild card is sitting right there for the Rams. I really love this team this year.
I think it's a perfect breakdown. Let's bring in the big guy for this one, because I'll also throw in Aaron's extras here. He just mentioned he can get the Rams to make the playoffs at even money. He also likes the Rams on a flyer at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. And of course, that 8.5, big guy. Love the Rams over 8.5 there.
I also don't think enough was made a year ago of what this team did defensively with a bunch of names none of us have ever heard of. Obviously, Aaron Donald was there and he retired. But a year ago, this team, guys popped out of nowhere. They add now in the draft Braden Fisk and Jared Verse from Florida State. Both of those guys are physical specimens. But then in the secondary, they signed Tre'Davious White from Buffalo and Darius Williams in the corner spots. The linebacking core was awesome. The D-line was great. I think this defense has a chance to pick up a lot of slack. Thought they were awesome a year ago. They're young. They'll get better. And then the offense is going to be out of control. Because, oh, by the way, do we not remember? Matthew Stafford's shoulder was banged up going into last year. He's 100% healthy now. Matthew Stafford's going to be an MVP bet for me. I think the stats are going to be astronomical.
Love the play. Love the play.
Love the Rams.
Love the breakdown. Yep. 10-7 last year, 8.5 this year. McVay vibes sky high. Whose house? Rams house. That's what we say here. Nah, I don't care about the Rams, but I do like them over 8.5. All right, let's keep it going. Now, this team is just, it's so steamy right now. It's crazy. Everybody's, and steamy is a good descriptor for the team in the desert, and that's the Arizona Cardinals, Mr. Halterman. You're going over 7.5 wins.
Well, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a huge Oklahoma Sooner fan. And so when Kyler Murray got drafted by the Cardinals, unfortunately, I had to start following the Arizona Cardinals. So it's been S show. I don't know what we can really say on this show to get away with it. Let's just call it an
that
S
was enough.
Show.
That was plenty. Kyler Murray, nice work.
For Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Look, here's my theory on it. I think they had the worst coach in the history of football, Cliff Kingsbury, as far as a head coach. I really believe that. And then last year, you know, they got rid of him. They got Jonathan Gannon in there, and it was a total disaster because then Kyler Murray was hurt slash faking, whatever you want to call it, there for the first half of the season. It's like they have one of the worst rosters I've ever seen. It's going to be terrible. I was super impressed with Gannon last year, the head coach. I thought things were so much better. He had a trash organization the first half of that season, and they didn't win a lot of games, guys, but they were competitive. Then all of a sudden, Kyler Murray comes back. He looked pretty good. He kind of looked interested in football for the first time in a couple of years. It was great to see. Now, they went like 3-4 with Kyler. It wasn't like it was this incredible game or incredible run for them. But all of a sudden, it's like every week they were in the game. You know, they were in a game against San Francisco late with a chance. They had chances to win some of those games. So now you look at it, you got another year. Oh, by the way, Marvin Harrison Jr. has been drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, a guy that I think was the best player in the draft as far as being ready to contribute right away. I love him. I don't know, guys. I've got a really good feeling the Cardinals are going to be a pretty darn good team this year. I think 7.5 is a little low. I think they're fighting for a wild card spot. I was very impressed. I know when you just look at the record, you go, well, maybe they didn't really upgrade a head coach. But I'm telling you, you watch the games. That was a better team last year. They're a much better coach team. So I've got a pretty good feeling about the Cardinals.
Big guy, this is the team. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the team that right where you sit in Vegas feels like the steamiest. Just a lot of talk about the Cardinals right now.
Well, I think they had a really smart offseason. I mean, Zay Jones comes in. I think that they drafted well. They had a very good draft, and rightfully so. They had a lot of early picks very early in the draft. Darius Robinson is a sexy pick for defensive rookie of the year. Underrated player for them a year ago, by the way. I thought Trey McBride was awesome at tight end. You add that, they draft Trey Benson. I just think it's a young team on the rise, and sometimes these young teams don't know that they should be worse than they really are, and they're going to play these teams tough.
Yep, nailed it. Now, the Chiefs, you see, you just got about a minute here, so we'll make this one easy on you. You like the Chiefs to come out of the AFC, Aaron, at plus 370.
Yeah, it's not like a wizard type of pick or anything, right? It's just kind of just being logical with it. I thought the Chiefs last year weren't that good, to be completely honest with you. I thought that was just an adequate team. I didn't think they were great. Shouldn't they be better this year? Getting Hollywood Brown, drafting Xavier Worthy, who I think will fit in perfect with the system of Andy Reid and, of course, Pat Mahomes. Worthy, Marquise, I mean, this team looks better offensively to me. And I think the defense, you know, ever since they've gotten Spags as defensive coordinator, their defense has brought the heat. They've created turnovers. It's a perfect complement to Andy Reid and his offense. So, again, it's not a sexy pick. It's not being fancy, but, like, they're the team to beat. They're going to have to – I mean, teams are going to have to rise up to them, and they're just getting better. So I really think, once again, they're going to be awfully tough to beat. I think they should be the favorites.
I'm not fading them. So Aaron Halterman, Broncos over 5.5, the Cardinals over 7.5, the Rams over 8.5, the Rams to make the postseason even money, the Rams Super Bowl 30-1, the Chiefs plus 370 to come out of conference, and Super Bowl 6-1. Great job. As always, go Panthers, racingdudes.com, dudes who bet sports. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, there he goes. He nailed it. We're coming back with our family vids next here, Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, the NFL Betting Guide, our all-new NFL Betting Guide, is out now, and it's packed with everything you need to dominate the NFL season. We've got in-depth profiles on every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems,
and proprietary betting trends that you won't find anywhere else. But that's not all. Our experts have weighed in with their best bets on season win totals, futures, and props. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or just getting started, our NFL betting guide is your ticket to smarter, more informed bets. And to celebrate the release of the guide, VSiN's going all out today with expert NFL analysis, insider tips, and insight to help you start the season strong. Visit vsin.com/guide to get your copy of our all-new NFL betting guide today. That's vsin.com/guide. So Tyler Shoemaker, who writes for us, does a great job over at vsin.com. We're going to have a family play from him. Of course, NFL release day. We welcome you back, Sharp Money, DraftKings, and VSiN, the Esports Betting Network. Our buddy Stuart Durst coming through with a family vid as well. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D downtown Las Vegas on a very special day here across VSiN. So we welcome you. This is interesting. So Rich Paul, and you can let me know where we're at. So if in case you don't know, well, you're about to know. Round two of the NBA draft is ongoing right now, and the Los Angeles Lakers have the 55th pick. We're getting close to that pick. But before that pick, Rich Paul, who is the agent of LeBron James, Rich Paul is reportedly telling teams not to trap Bronny, and if they do, he is threatening to have him play in Australia. So this is a very concerted effort for LeBron James and his talent agency and Rich Paul, essentially to say, we're drafting him, and if you do, we're sending him away to Australia. So where do we stand on the round?
By the way, if you want to look out for Bronny James, you should draft him and let him get away from his father, who is a helicopter parent and wants him to work with him for his first job in life. So, yeah, maybe
do they still have – I know, that's funny. But do they still have – the? I'm guessing they took the Bronny
market
stuff down.
Oh, that's a good call.
Because I'm looking for it. My assumption is they'd have to take it down with this type of
information. Yeah, they have to. It's too close to the pick. So we're at pick 50, where the Pacers have back-to-back picks. The Pacers actually just took Tristan Newton from UConn, which I think is fascinating, especially when you consider their point guard-based system where Halliburton's so successful as a potential backup down the road there for Tristan Newton, like that in Indiana. So we're at 49. 50 is incoming, but some second-round picks that you will recognize. Man, is there a better fit for Kyle Filipowski than Utah, if you know what I mean? It's going to be a fan favorite.
Yes.
You're going to go to a Jazz game and all the people are going to be wearing Filipowski jerseys. You're not going to know if they're related to him or they're just big fans.
Filipowski's face looks like Salt Lake City.
Another pick that jumps out, Tyler Kolek from Marquette, who we all love. Second round pick to Portland. Kind of a good spot for him to develop and see if he can be a pro.
Did you hear the story about him?
No.
I don't know if this is true, but I believe he got a 3 on the Wonderlic.
No.
Let me just.
Is that real, Tyler?
Did I get duped?
You might have. I just didn't see it. I haven't been locked into the NBA draft. Tyler Kolek.
Go ahead. Tell us what else he scored.
A 7%. Your boy KJ Simpson out of Colorado, he is going to Charlotte, it looks like.
Oh, KJ Simpson's good.
Yeah.
I like that player.
And then one more, one of your favorites. He finally got selected. Jamal Shedd will now replace Davion Mitchell in Sacramento.
Hey, they're getting a dog.
He's a dog. He's going to be in people's shorts. He may not have a stat line. It may say 0-0-0-0 across the board. He will make an impact.
Up in them draws, you understand? It's time for the family vids. If we do get the Bronny choice before we're off air in 6 minutes and 9 seconds, we'll let you know.
Bronny watch. All right.
Bronny watch, 247.
Let's go with our guy Stuart Durst. Going to be on the show tomorrow. He'll have some baseball props to throw our way. Find him on Twitter, at Monotone Football, 1L on the back end there. And here he is with a Sharp Money family play for today.
Sharp Money, family play. What's up, Sharp Money family? Stuart Durst at Monotone Football here, and today's best bet of the day is going to be Chris Sale under 1.5 walks at -120. I'll say there's a lot of ways to like Sale, whether you like the under on the walks or the over on the strikeouts, over on the outs, even the win. It makes a lot of sense going up against one of the most subpar lineups in the league, especially when you have that added motivation considering this is where it all started for Sale. But for me, I'm really focusing on walks here. He's under in 10 of 14 already on the season so far, and this is Chicago White Sox team that's bottom 10 in pitches per plate appearance. You now match that up with a career high 70% first pitch strike rate this year for Sale. I think we're going to see a lot of early swings and misses. I think he's going to be pounding the zone. He's not intimidated by this lineup. There's only one walk target in this whole team. It's Tommy Pham. I don't think he's going to walk twice in this game. I think Sale's going to have a great time mowing through this lineup. Like I said, I think the strikeouts are great, but I think this under walks is his best look of the day.
Thank you, Stuart. Yeah. It is in real time happening welcome you back.
It cashed. I wrote it in earlier. I didn't check the time of the game.
It's okay. It happens. It you know what it does? He's going to join us on the program tomorrow. It's cash today. It's a good teaser to say the guy's on fire. How about
He's good. Yeah. By the way, Chris Sale, 6 innings, 4 hits, 10 strikeouts. That's on me. I didn't look at the time of the game.
Hey, you mentioned during the break that Reds Cardinals today, a total sitting at 7.5 with Abbott and Michaelis. You like the over in that matchup with the lefty and righty and Michaelis. Do you like it or do you love it?
I'm annoyed that I love it because Andrew Abbott's a solid little pitcher, but these Cardinals have really good numbers against him in his young career. And on the other side, look, Michaelis is who he is. He is a serviceable back end of the rotation guy, but he is capable of getting knocked around. And in a pretty good sample size, this team in Cincinnati is hitting .269 lifetime, 6 homers and 104 combined at-bats, 825 OPS. I like that game to go over. I think that total is just a little too low.
Okay, big guy. Let's get to our buddy Tyler Shoemaker.
Tyler Shoemaker is one of the sharpest people on the planet when it comes to the WNBA. Of course, his picks are available in the NFL in the all-new VSiN NFL betting guide. And here he is with his Sharp Money family play for today.
What's up, Sharp Money? It's Tyler Shoemaker from VSiN.com with today's best WNBA bet. I'm going to take the Minnesota Lynx and Dallas Wings under 164.5. This line opened way lower than this. It actually went down at first, which agrees with my numbers. It's up to 164.5, which I think is way too high. I think people are really looking at that Tuesday night game against the Liberty and seeing how high scoring that was, and they're betting the over. But the Wings are not the Liberty. I think this game's going to be more around like 158, 159 points. So I think we're getting a lot of value here. I'm going to go under 164.5.
Okay, I'm looking for that one. What's the matchup?
The Lynx. Hang on, I got to pull up my rundown. Minnesota and Dallas.
I don't have that on my board.
Under 164.5.
Okay. All right, big guy, let's see. Where do we stand on the draft? Is Bronny getting selected yet? Bronny watch.
Bronny has not been selected yet. We are at the Indiana Pacers already took their second pick. We are stuck at 51 with 2 minutes left in the show. We are
okay.
Lakers at 55.
Okay, no problem. VSiN Primetime will be coming up next, so I'm sure they'll have a live reaction. I can't imagine with his agency telling people don't draft him or we're sending him to Australia. That means Bronny James is going to play with his dad and the Lakers. Well, it's been a busy show. It's NFL guide release day. We had a power surge here. You picked up the slacks. Tremendous job by you. I would say close tabs, but I don't want to put the pressure on you.
I do have some stuff. You said to Matt Eumanns, do you have a photogenic mind? It's photographic, not photogenic. Photogenic means looking attractive in photographs or film. We can agree he does not. By the way, Matt Eumanns also played at Purdue with Glenn Robinson. Fun fact a lot of people don't know. And then here's some fun facts from the NFL betting guide that I found. 18 of 21 people took the Eagles to win the NFC East. Only 3 took the Cowboys.
Wow.
4 people do not have the Bills in the playoffs. You and me are 2 of those 4.
Hey.
Everyone except for JVT has the Chiefs winning the AFC West. 15 people took the Falcons in the NFC South. 5 went Saints and 1 went Panthers. And then the AFC North is fascinating. 10 took the Bengals. 10 took the Ravens. Mike Somich took the Browns, and I don't think he's crazy.
No, I like the Browns. By the way, so basically what you're telling me is while we were breaking down the NFL, I said, hey, humans, you're hot.
Yeah, you said you look good, man. Might be an HR violation.
We got to tighten down. I got to tighten it up over here. Getting a little squirrely. NFL guide release day. Tremendous job by the big guy. We'll see you tomorrow. Sharp Money.